AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The Treasury Department says come July 15, 39 million families are set to receive monthly child payments. It's under President Biden's massive COVID relief bill. The child tax credit was expanded for 1 year, with benefits being prepaid on a monthly basis.
This tax cut sends a clear and powerful message to American working families with children. Help is here.
Nearly 88% of children will receive benefits between $250 and $300 without their parents needing to take any additional action. The White House appears to be changing its stance on calls for an Israeli-Palestinian ceasefire. More from our Sagar Magani.
In a call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu, the White House says the president expressed support for a ceasefire. Fellow Democrats have been pushing him to demand one. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell calls that nonsense, saying it suggests both sides carry equal blame. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new federal lawsuit says Georgia's sweeping new overhaul of election laws threatens the fundamental right to vote. The lawsuit was filed Monday in Atlanta. Republican officials in Arizona's largest county are escalating their defense of their vote count in last year's election.
The top Republicans on the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors blasted the Republican-led audit of the county's 2020 election vote count Monday. Board Chairman Jack Sellers.
People's ballots and money are not make-believe. It's time to be done with this craziness.
Last week, Republican Arizona Senate President Karen Fann sent a letter to Chairman Sellers accusing Maricopa County officials of deleting data. I'm Mike Gracia.
The wildfire west of Los Angeles continues to burn. Hundreds of residents remain under evacuation. An arson suspect has been arrested. This is AP News. No more thank you next for pop star Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande is now a newlywed, but it's not clear just how newly she's been wed. A rep for the singer does confirm that the pop star recently tied the knot with real estate agent Dalton Gomez. The representative tells People magazine the couple got hitched in a small and intimate wedding with just fewer than 20 people attended. It is unclear when the wedding took place. Grande is 27, Gomez 2 years younger. They announced their engagement in December. They began dating last January and quarantined with each other during the pandemic. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
AT&T and Discovery are merging their media operations in a $43 billion deal. Marv Albert is retiring after the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. He ends a broadcast career that spans nearly 60 years. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.